Just when I thought I was a Hufflepuff. Did you know that aspiring authors can be all ages? Congratulations to Mr. Johnson's middle school class in Minnesota. You're official members of the clubhouse. You are right kinders, and I'm so happy.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to hop on and show you some of my beautiful peonies. Ooh, or peonies, however you want to say it. And I just wanted to thank everybody for all your support for the Right Kind podcast. This is day 8 and episode 5 just became live today. And I'm a bit overwhelmed by your help and your support. And if you know of anybody who is starting to write a chapter book or a children's book and working on their first draft, please share the podcast with them. You can find it on Spotify. I'll leave a link after this, but I just wanted to thank everybody. I might not be on long enough to see if anybody hops on, but I just wanted to check to see how you're doing. Oh, my peonies want attention.
Hello. Yes, I see
you. Want an up-close shot of them?
You're beautiful.
She knows it. She knows she's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you again. And let me know in the comments if you need anything or if you need support or if you need kindness or if you're on your own journey where you just need a little kindness. I'm here to help. Have a great rest of your day.
Have you ever wanted to overhear an author's secret journey? Have you ever reached out to a published author hoping to get into a kind creative space, only to find correction on your grammar? That was me. Hi, I'm Wendy Gilhula, host of the Right Kind podcast, where you can learn from my journey of becoming a children's author of the Pika Bunny Learning Series, and to find out my creative secrets for your children's book manuscript. Each week, I'm going to share a big answer to some of the biggest questions I've received on being a guest on over 60 podcasts and one kind Peek-a-Bunny Power Minute to help you move forward with your own children's book manuscript. Take a few seconds to find a pencil because at the end of the episode, I'm going to share a link to my freebie. 5 things newbies do that make publishers cringe. Yeah, you want to know those 5 things. And here's a little Peek-a-Bunny music. Hey, welcome, Right Kinders. Welcome to the clubhouse. I'm so happy you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about Harry Potter houses and characters and how you can apply them to each other. Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out too. Hey, Right Kinders. I would love to know which Harry Potter house you've been selected, or sorted, rather. And I'm going to tell you the story about when I discovered which house that I was sorted in. Yeah, it's a story. So, it was Thanksgiving in Boston, and my family and I were celebrating during a winter blizzard. And I happened to say to my children, who are huge Harry Potter fans, that I was Hufflepuff, that I had been sorted into Hufflepuff. And I was quite excited about it. I had been to Universal Studios and had the sorting hat on, and the hat said Hufflepuff. And I knew they were Hufflepuff. But their reactions were, they just stopped. They both looked at me, and at the same time they said, "You are not Hufflepuff." And I said, "What do you mean I'm not Hufflepuff?" And they said, "You are not Hufflepuff." And one of them said, "You're Slytherin." And I said, I was so offended. I was like cut to the core. Like, how could you call your mom Slytherin? So they really weren't in the, we call it the mode. If you're in a mood, you're in a mode. They weren't in the mode to explain. So one of them said, just go to Pottermore.com and take the test. And it's an official test, and it'll tell you you're Slytherin. So I took the test, and then I took it again, and then I took it again. And each time, I was Slytherin. And each time, it felt like a little jab in my heart. How could I be Slytherin? I like to talk about kindness. I like to help people. You know, I'm not the kindest person in the world, but like that's one of my core values. So how could I be Slytherin? I mean, there's nothing wrong with being Slytherin if you're Slytherin, but and if you enjoy being Slytherin. Actually, I've turned that around because I heard of a saying that sorted the houses, and it really talks about character. You know, it's a part of a personality test, and we can actually apply that to our writing and to our characters. So for Gryffindor, they said, a Gryffindor will die for you. A Hufflepuff will die with you. A Ravenclaw, which is my husband, will figure out a way where no one has to die. And a Slytherin will kill for you. And I thought, oh, will kill for you. And I was stuck on the word kill at first. And I was like, no, it's protective. I am very protective of my people. I'm very protective of my circle. And it takes a lot for me to let somebody into my circle. So that, to me, can be kind of Slytherin. And, you know, a lot of times if people have survived something in their lives or have had a traumatic event, they can also be Slytherin. So it's kind of fun to think about, like, if I was thinking about my main character, Pika Bunny, he would probably be Hufflepuff for sure. And then, yeah, I mean, you could apply that. It would be so much fun. And if you've done that before, just leave your comment in the comments, or you can go to email me at info@wendygilhula.com and let me know if you have ever applied that. I'd love to know. Coming up, your exciting Pika Bunny Power Minute. After this.
Hello, Wendy of Right Kind Podcast. It's Josh Herdman, best known as Gregory Goyle from all the Harry Potter films. Hello. I'm happy to be doing this video message for you, Wendy. Not sure if it's a surprise or not. I think it might be. I don't know. Anyway, booked by your wonderful children, your son Connor and your daughter Evan. Congratulations on the podcast. It sounds like a lot of fun. Congratulations and good luck with it. As I know, it only started like this month, didn't it? I heard you've been sorted into Slytherin 3 times. we'll be happy to have you. We welcome you in open arms. And, you know, you will always have a seat at the Slytherin table. You thought he was Hufflepuff? What? That's, like, such a contrast. How someone can think that they're a Hufflepuff and end up being a Slytherin 3 times is confusing. That's it, really. I just want to say good luck, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you around Hogwarts. Peace out.
All right. I'm going to find my timer and set it for 1 minute. And we're going to talk about establishing a character in 60 seconds, because that's my Pika Bunny Power Minute. If you want a Pika Bunny Power Hour, you can contact me at wendygilhula.com/subscribe. And what we'll do is we'll have a discovery call. It's free 30-minute discovery call. And find out if we're a good fit for me to dig deep into your manuscript. It's so much fun. So much fun. I love it. Okay, let's see. Stopwatch. And here we go. All right. So very important. It's establishing a character. So you want to know who that character is, why that character is doing or acting or reacting. It's showing and not telling, which we'll do another one later. What dreams does your character have? Establishing your character, your main character, is the number one thing you probably want to do before you really get the plot and the beats worked out. So find who your character is, how it relates to kids. How does that character relate to kids? Now, one common mistake is that many writers make the main character an adult when they're writing for kids. But you have to remember, kids kind of tune out adults. You can write it that way if you want to, but it's better to have a character that kids can relate to. It can be an animal, it can be a fruit, it can be a plant, it can be a person, it can be an alien. But make that character relatable, make them lovable, make them flawed, and take them on a special journey. Okay, that's a minute.
Hi, Wendy. My name's Adam, and I'm just getting in touch because I think we recently connected because I noticed that you were consulting for children's book manuscripts. And actually, this is something that I've been interested in doing for a while and work with kids and still do, but mainly in health and fitness because that's my career path now. But I just noticed that you posted with your kind of like a behind the scenes setup of what you were using for your podcast. If you have the time, do you think you could tell me what it is you're using? Because I saw that really cool circular light. But also I just wondered if you thought there was a particular microphone that you found was best for your podcast. No worries if you're super busy, just if you get a moment, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Wendy.
Hey, Adam, thank you for your big question. I've been asked a lot, quite often actually, those two questions. The ring light I use is a medium-sized ring light. It comes with its own tripod. I found it on Amazon. And the microphone I use is a Samson Meteor, and I also found that on Amazon, and I bought the extra foam cover for it to help with the popping noises. So if anybody has a question for me, you can go to WendyGilhula.com, WendyGilhula, and you can become a member of the clubhouse. I have two different options for you, so feel free to contact me there through the clubhouse. I hope you have fun with that Pika Bunny Power Minute. But now I have a freebie for you. 5 things newbies do that make publishers cringe. Yeah. You really need to know these 5 things. So write down WendyGilhula.com/subscribe to get your freebie in PDF form. That's WendyGilhula.com/subscribe. I look forward to hearing from you. Hey, Write-Kinders. Thank you so much for hanging in there for episode 6. And I want to let you know that you can join the clubhouse too. Go to WendyGilhula.com and support the Write Kind podcast, and your question will be featured in a future episode. For now, I'm going to leave you with this Pika Bunny quote. Love is kindness. Love is giving. Love is an action and not a feeling. Starting next week, I'm going to highlight 1 5-star review. So hop to it. So what are you waiting for? Hop to it.